Introduction. The Storm Gathers. Since I was in the eighth grade, Winston Churchill has been a figure of fascination and inspiration. One of the great leaders of history, he was also one of the most interesting personalities of any era. He lived his life on the stage of history, and he believed himself to be playing an important role on that stage. Indeed, the survival of freedom in the modern age cannot be told without him. One great question has always vexed me. How could Winston Churchill's prophetic warnings about the rise of the Nazi threat have been so right and yet so ignored for so long? That is one of the great perplexities of the 20th century. For most of the 1930s, Churchill was a political outcast in Britain. Those were his wilderness years. When Churchill was warning of the rise of Nazi Germany, and the political class in Britain and most of Europe was determined not to see what Churchill saw. The horrors of the First World War were still too recent and too overpowering. But Churchill was right, and that is why he was brought back into the government the very day that Britain declared war on Germany and finally moved to stop the march of Nazi aggression. That is why, in 1940, King George VI summoned Churchill to Buckingham Palace and asked him to serve as Prime Minister. The rest is history. In his massive 6-volume History of the War, Churchill entitled the first volume The Gathering Storm, covering Europe's long years of denial about the Nazi threat. The title captured my attention years ago. Churchill's choice of words was perfect. He was documenting a storm that was gathering in public view for all to see, if they only would see. Summarizing his case, Churchill described the volume as the story of how the English-speaking peoples, through their unwisdom, carelessness, and good nature, allowed the wicked to return, and, of course, to rearm. I have borrowed Winston Churchill's title, for I see a gathering storm that already presents itself as a tremendous challenge to the faithfulness of the Christian Church. Actually, this storm has been on the horizon and working its way through history for over a century now, but in our own day with a dramatic strengthening and acceleration. This is the gathering storm of the secular age. Historical analogies are always imperfect. The storm of the secular age is not so easily identified.